Well, we're coming up to Earth Hour. It's Tuesday before Earth Hour, the annual Lights Out for the Planet event. And I'm talking to Holly, who is one of the three coordinators of the Frocks on Bikes at Tauranga, which are taking part in Earth Hour this year. Hi, Holly. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you, Jen.
So tell me a bit about what Frocks on Bikes actually is.
Well, Frocks on Bikes, which started in Wellington, we call it the mothership, about 8 years ago, now includes about 7 chapters around New Zealand, and it's a women's social cycling group. It's first and foremost for women, although we do love our supportive guys. We are all about the ladies, and ladies of all shapes and sizes and all ages.
And the idea is to get people away from kind of carbon-causing or carbon emissions transport and onto the bikes instead?
Well, the idea behind our group is primarily fun and to be stylish, sustainable, and social. And so, of course, it has that aspect about encouraging frockers to consider sustainable modes of transportation and to rediscover cycling and to understand that it can be convenient, fun, and, like I said, very social. It's a great way to meet other people who are like-minded and to get out in the community and be visible.
And you said it began in Wellington, is that right?
Yes, it did.
So who was it that began it down here in Wellington?
Oh, there's a wonderful group of women down there. There are two that I talk with regularly, Leia and Bella. But it's a huge, huge group down there in Wellington, really active. And they often sort of lead the way for ideas that we can take and put in place here in Tauranga.
So speaking of Tauranga, then, you're taking part in Earth Hour through doing a Frocks on Bikes event at the Earth Hour celebrations.
Yes, we are.
Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, right. Well, we're always looking for opportunities to get involved and get out as a group and cycle. We were contacted by the Tonga City and asked if we wanted to participate in Earth Hour. This year, Tauranga is the lead city in New Zealand, which is very exciting because we know that we are one of over 5,000 cities and towns around the world participating in this year's Earth Hour, and we're very excited to be the lead city here in New Zealand. It's going to be celebrated with a community event here in Tauranga on the 31st of March. We are meeting out at Sulphur Point, and for those in the bay, they know it's down near the Harbour Bridge, and the event will take place there at the old BMX track. It will be friendly for families. There will be places where people can picnic as well and learn more about Earth Hour and celebrate doing something to make a difference. And Frockers here in the Bay have decided we're going to do a ride-by, and that means riding through an event to raise awareness about cycling and our group and to show support in numbers for the activity and this particular event.
That sounds awesome. So,
yeah.
So there's going to be a whole heap of you cycling through the Earth Hour celebrations.
Yes, we're hoping to have a good turnout. We've been getting great responses from Frockers after sending out our invite earlier in the week, and we're asking Frockers to meet at the event entrance at 6:15, and then we will ride together, single filed, forming a parade, if you will, and ringing our bells, and ride through the market and around sort of that public space and past the music stage. Might do a couple of laps, but the idea is to celebrate and make it festive and to show our support.
Fantastic. So, got to ask you, what are you going to be wearing? Have you got your frock sorted?
Oh, a frock, of course. In fact, I might pull out my 1950s vintage dress.
Oh, well, all right then. Talk us through the outfit.
Yes, well, we'll be in frocks, but, you know, for us, anything in a woman's wardrobe is cycle gear, and that's how we treat cycling. You know, we're not anti-sport or anti-lycra, but we think that it makes sense to just hop on your bike and ride in everyday clothing. So many of our frockers do love dressing up and looking stylish and wearing a favorite frock, but we are happy to have all the ladies along, whether they're in their shorts or in a skirt.
So you've got a democratic sort of attitude towards the frocks and the clothing. That sounds good. So do you find that have you tried anything that hasn't worked in terms of, you know, an outfit that just, you know, you wouldn't do it ever again, I suppose?
It's very, very important to consider the length of your frock. And so, of course, it's very important, too, to be safe at all times when we're riding on the road and riding responsibly. And that includes avoiding getting your skirt caught in your spokes. So we find that mudguards are really, really good for keeping the spirit out of the wheel.
So mudguards are sort of the new black, or the new latest accessory for the 21st century woman then, basically.
Well, it's good to have, you know, I sometimes test out my frocks in my front driveway before I go on a ride if it's something I haven't ridden in on my bike. But I think most gals are pretty practical and know what works.
Can people find out more about frocks on bikes if they're thinking this is something they want to get into?
Oh, of course. Yeah, there's a website, www.frocksonbikes.org, and those who are interested can go to that website. And on the site, there are pages for the different flocks, we call ourselves, the different flocks around New Zealand if you want to get involved. There's Wellington, of course, Auckland, Taranaki, Christchurch, Rotorua. There's a group in Hawke's Bay, here in the Mount, and Tauranga, Nelson, and a new group that just started in Gisborne.
That sounds pretty national to me.
Yeah. Hey, we even have a group in Sydney.
Well, there you go. I love the fact that Wellington and New Zealand is leading the way in the Frocks on Bikes national and global movement.
I think it's very exciting too.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for joining us, Holly, and all the best for Earth Hour.
Great. We'll see you there.